message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless every one of us here this morning, because God is going to do something great in your life in the name of Jesus. We're in our month of great honor and great blessing. And today is a great honor, thanksgiving, and a prophetic service. It's a prophetic service. It's also our thanksgiving service. And I want you to know that this month, and starting from today, you will begin to enjoy great honor in the name of Jesus. The topic before us this morning is walking in the path of honor. Walking in the path of honor. Walking in the path of honor. You are designed for honor, not for shame. You are not designed for shame or ridicule in life and in destiny. I want you to know that God did not create you for you to be reproached or to be shamed. No, you are not designed by God for shame or ridicule in life. You are designed for honor. You are designed for greatness. You are designed for beauty. Say, I am designed for honor. I am designed for blessing. And I'm going to enjoy honor and blessings. It's a prophetic service. So please be here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the path to honor is the path of thanksgiving. He that knows how to thank God, we know how to carry the honor of God. Praise the Lord. Papa will always say that in my place, the elders will say, the child that know how to wash his or her hand very well, we eat with the elders. One of the surest way for you to tap and to assess the honor of God is via thanksgiving. If you are here this morning, you are a man, you are a woman that know how to thank God, I want to say congratulations to you. Because definitely you are a man, a woman of great honor. Turn to your neighbor, say, I am a man of honor. I am a woman of honor. I want you to know that the path you follow in life determines where you will end in life and destiny. You cannot desire to go to Lagos and you face towards Maiduguri. You want to go to Lagos, then you follow the road to Maiduguri. You want to go to Lagos, then you are facing Okoye. And you are moving towards Okoye. And you are just going. You did not branch anywhere. You are just going. Share and all the rest. You are just going. Till you get to Jeba. And you cross the Niger Bridge. You said, very soon I will be in Lagos. And you get to Niger. Then you cross to Abuja. And you continue. And you say, very soon I will be in Lagos. That person will continue and end up in Sahara Desert. He will never see what is called lagoon or the ocean. Because that is not the road to Lagos. So the path you follow in life determines how you will end in life. I pray for someone this morning that you will end well in life in the name of Jesus. It is important to know that God is expecting our thanksgiving. Most especially if you are a member of this great commission, Impact House International Church. Can I tell you this? God is waiting for your thanksgiving this morning. God knows that the first Sunday of every month, there are some special people somewhere in a city called Ilorin, in a state called Kwara, in a country called Nigeria, who specializes in praising him. And God is waiting, expectedly, sitting and waiting for your praises. And as you praise him this morning, I want you to know that he will bestow his honor upon you in the name of Jesus. God is expecting your praises. Hallelujah. And I want you to prepare yourself this morning, because God is ready to shower you with his blessings. Hallelujah. There are some important facts that we need to understand about the path of thanksgiving. There are some important facts that we need to know. And I'll quickly be running through these facts. Number one fact. Facts are things that has been proven. You have proved it and you know they are truth. Praise the Lord. They are not hypotheses. They are not speculations. These ones have been confirmed. And I want you to know it is a confirmed thing that thanksgiving is one of the pathways to get honored by God. Number one important fact about thanksgiving is that it is an old path that never fails. It's a path that never fails. Many of our forefathers have accessed this path to honor and blessings. Bible talked about a man called David. A man that was following after men, malu, goats. Following after sheep, rams, tending to them in the bush. And God brought him because he was a man that knows how to praise God and set him to become king over his people. In the book of Psalm 119, verse 164. Psalm 119, verse 164. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Can you imagine somebody that praises God 7 times a day? 7 times a day. This man he was an addicted praiser of God. No wonder God took him from following sheep and set him to become king over his people. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to the New Testament. If you say, oh, that is in the Old Testament. The Old Testament, they don't have much trouble, so they praise God so well. But let's go to the New Testament. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There was a man called Paul and his fellow servants of God called Silas, whom were preaching the gospel. And some people that were not happy put them in the prison. The Bible said they put them in the inner prison. They put sheke stocks on their feet, chained them down so that they would not escape. But these people deployed a particular weapon. And that same weapon we are going to deploy this morning. And every chain and shackles that the enemy is using to hold down your honor and your glory, they shall be broken in the name of Jesus. In the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 16, from verse 25. Acts of Apostles, chapter 16, from verse 25. The Bible said, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. They prayed, comma, they prayed, comma. Prayer is very good. Having prayed, then they stopped. And the Bible said, and they sang praises unto God. And the prisoner heard them. Now let's go to verse 26. Hallelujah. And suddenly, say suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaking. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And immediately, the doors, all the doors, say all the doors. All the doors, not one door. All the doors were open. And everyone's bands were loose. Hallelujah. You know, there are some miracles that when God gives just one person in a family, the thing spread. Hallelujah. How many of us, you've been eating, maybe one day you were eating. I don't know if you have experienced this before. You were eating a very delicious, nice meal, especially if it's a Yoruba soup. I usually have plenty of oil. And as you are eating it, you are wearing a white dress. And one drop of the oil, bah, touch your clothes. And you are like, it's a small one. So you continue. And after a while, you saw that the thing has become what? It has spread. That is how the blessing that God is going to bestow upon you this morning will spread all around you in the name of Jesus. These people were praising God. And God said, who are these ones? God did not care if they were in the prison or they were in the gallows or wherever they are. Because wherever praises is offered to God, God step in. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people. And because these people were praising God, they were thanking him, God stepped down. And that prison was too small to contain God. So when God put his feet down like this, there was an earthquake. Because the prison was too small. And the earthquake normally is supposed to collapse the building. But the building did not collapse. But what was their trouble? What was the thing that was hindering them? Those were the things that collapsed. And that shall be your case this morning in the name of Jesus. And these people came out free. And the jailer came. He wanted to kill. He said, no, no, God, don't kill yourself. We are here. We are not running anywhere. Because our God is a great God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is how you will surprise all your enemies this month in the name of Jesus. The part of thanksgiving. The part of thanksgiving, number two. It is the part that produces the quickest results. Hallelujah. It produces the quickest results. The path of thanksgiving is the path that produces the fastest results for a believer. Not only the fastest, not only the quickest, but also the best results. Our Father in the Lord has told us severally how, as a student, while he was in the university, during his undergraduate days, that after every exams, when all the students are saying, this exam is hard, if I had it, I would be happy. He will go to a place and he will start singing and praising God. And he will be dancing. And he said, people will be looking at him and say, look at this mumu, this one. Look at him. Dancing. Praising God. Because of what? He has just finished an exam that he wasn't even sure if the thing, if he's going to pass or not. And yet he was thanking God. The result is there today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, it's the quickest, fastest, and the best pathway to good results. And your results in life shall be good in the name of Jesus. If you want a quick and fast result that will lead to your progress and enlargement, turn to praise and thanksgiving. Turn to praise and thanksgiving. The book of Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. The Bible says, out of them shall proceed what? Thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them. And they shall not be few. That is, I will enlarge them. And they will not be few. And I will also glorify them. And they shall not be small. You will not die small in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Then I will enlarge them. I will make them not to be filled. I will glorify them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brethren, I want us to know this morning that our God is in the business of beautifying the life of his children. And God is going to beautify your life as you praise him this morning in the name of Jesus. The book of Matthew chapter 15. I read from verse 35 to 38. Matthew chapter 15 from verse 35 to 38. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. And he took the seven loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and broke them and gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. Yes. And they did eat and were all filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left seven baskets full. How many baskets? Seven baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men beside women and children. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There was a scarcity. And our Lord Jesus Christ asked, what can we do? And little bread, seven were provided. And he blessed it. And the thing multiplied. What could not feed one man? Now turn to what fed 4,000 people. Beside the children and the women. And you know, on the average, every woman will carry one child. And women are always more than men when it comes to the things of God. Women are always better. Hallelujah. So, just multiply the men by 2 or by 1.5. So, if it's by 1.5, that means we have 6,000 women. Now, multiply that 6,000 women by 2. That will be like 12,000 children. And they all ate. What could not feed one man? Hallelujah. You see, that thing that you are holding, that you felt, oh, this thing, what can I get from it? Begin to praise God and thank God for it. And as you begin to thank God for it, God will bless it and multiply it in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Number what now? Number 3. A path to thanksgiving is the path to answered prayer. The path to thanksgiving is the path to answered prayers. Many desire answered prayers, but they do not know how to get it. Thanksgiving is the path to answered prayer. And that was what Paul and Silas deployed. The Bible said they prayed. They did what? They prayed. And after praying, they switched to the thing that will quicken answers to their prayers. And what was that? That was praising and thanking God. The Bible said in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayers and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayers and supplications, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Request is in plural there. That is, no matter how many your requests may be, God will grant you an answer if you know how to deploy thanksgiving. Our prayers are not complete without thanks to God. The Bible says in the book of Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, it says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with what? Thanksgiving. In other words, your prayer is not awesome. It's not a complete package without thanksgiving. So as you pray to God, sandwich it with thanksgiving. And as you do this, the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Number one is what? Pathway to the word that never fails. Number two, quick results. Number three, answers prayer. That leads us to number four. The path of thanksgiving is the path that perfects our testimony. Path of thanksgiving is the path that perfects our testimony. In the book of Luke, chapter 17, from verse 1 to 19, there was a story of some 10 lepers that Jesus healed. And only one came back to say thank you. And he was the only leper that was made whole. The others were healed, but they were not made whole. The testimonies were not of those ones, was it was not perfected. But this man came back and said, thank you. Thank you. And Jesus asked, why there are not 10 that were here? Where are the 9? Praise the Lord. But only one said thank you, and he was the only one that was made whole. If you want your testimony to be perfect, if you want your life to be perfect, live a life full of thanksgiving and praises to God. And as you do this, you will enjoy the blessings and the honor of God in the name of Jesus. Number five, the path of thanksgiving is the path that leads to friendship with God. The path of thanksgiving is the path that leads to friendship with God. Every thanksgiver will eventually become a friend of God. Abraham was called a friend of God because he was a man that knew how to thank God. David was called a friend of God because he was a man that knows how to thank God. Every thanksgiver will eventually becomes a friend of God. The Bible said in the book of James chapter 2, verse 23, and the scripture was fulfilled, James chapter 2, verse 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. The friend of God. May you become a friend of God in the name of Jesus. I said, may you become a friend of God in the name of Jesus. Number six, the path of thanksgiving is the path of victory in battles. The path of thanksgiving is the path of victory in battles. Life is full of battles. Life is full of battles. There are times that the enemy will say, no, you are not moving. And you have to fight your way through. If you are a thanksgiver, I want you to know that victory is sure for you. Say, victory is sure for me. Victory is sure for me. The psalmist says in Psalm 18, verse 3, say, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So, because God is worthy to be praised, and I've praised him, I will be saved from my enemies. Hallelujah. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, there is the story of Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel in verse 20 down. The Bible says three nations rose up against these people. Three nations, children of Mosiah, Hammon, and Moab, rose up again. And they rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, ye inhabitant of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so ye shall be established. Believe his prophet, so ye shall prosper. Now let's go to verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed what? He appointed what? Unto who? To do what? To praise God. He appointed singers unto the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of his holiness. And as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercies endureth forever. Yes, verse 22. Hallelujah. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mosir. God will send ambushment against every enemies of your destiny as you praise God this morning in the name of Jesus. Every enemy of your soul, God will send an ambushment against them in the name of Jesus. They will do themselves. Say they will do themselves. Just like this one did, they did it themselves, or whichever one. They will do themselves. Hallelujah. Hamor, Moab, Monsieur, which were come against Judah. And they were what? They were smitten. How? 23. Let's go to verse 23. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Monsieur, utterly to slay and to destroy them. And when they had made an end, when they finished those ones, they finished them pata pata. When they have made an end, that is how your enemies will fight themselves and they will finish themselves in the name of Jesus. An end of the inhabitant of Seir, everyone help to destroy another. Your enemy will help themselves to destroy themselves in the name of Jesus. All on the platform of praises, they helped to destroy themselves. I want you to know that praise is very powerful. It's a powerful weapon. Very powerful weapon. If you know how to deploy it, you will know how to enjoy your victory. Quickly, how to stay? How do we stay on this path of thanksgiving? Number one is learn to count your blessings. Say, learn to count your blessings. Turn to your neighbor, say, learn to count your blessings. There's a song that says, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Many are the billows of the land. God bless you. Hallelujah. Learn to count your blessings. Name them one by one. Sometimes many of us, we forget what God has done for us. And we focus our attention on what God has not done. And that is why things are not done. He won't do anything. Because you are focusing on what is not there. You are forgetting the things he has done. Hallelujah. A young man came to me and said, he wants to kill himself. And I said, why? Because of this and that and that and that. I'm facing this challenge, I'm facing that challenge. Anytime I go for this, this happened. When you finish, I said, you told me earlier that you are a graduate. He said, yes. You are doing your master's. He said, yes. I said, how did you pass your BSc? Who helped you to pass your BSc if you have this problem you are talking about that is preventing you from moving forward, from completing your master's successfully? So how did you complete your BSc? How did you complete your secondary school? How did you complete your primary school? And you are here. Yeah, I couldn't answer. I said, God, I helped you. Truth is going to help you. Just thank him. I know how to praise God. Many times you forget what God has done and will focus on what he has not done. Brethren, learn to count your blessing. The psalmist says in Psalm 103 verse 1 and 2, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Forget not all his benefits. Don't forget what he has done for you. Don't forget what he did yesterday. Don't forget what he did last year. Don't forget how he saved you in the time past. And as you do this, you will stay on that path of thanksgiving. David was constantly on the path of thanksgiving because he was always grateful to God. Was always a very grateful man to God. The book of 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 18 to 26. Time would not permit us to go into that story. But I want you to know this was the story of David facing Goliath. I want you to know that God is ready to deliver when you know how to praise him. Count your blessings. Be a counter of your blessings. Always know how to count your blessings. Counting your blessing is what makes a believer. What makes a believer to count in life and in destiny? Don't be counting the things that God did not do. Remember those that he did for you. Praise the Lord. Number two, never take God for granted. Never take God for granted. God expects us to return back to Him, to thank Him for all His blessings in our lives. He expects us to come back to Him for all His blessings, all what He has done for us. We must never take Him for granted. Bible says in Psalm 150 verse 6, say, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Psalm 150 verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't overlook the goodness and the mercies of God to you and your family. Don't overlook it. Don't look at God has blessed you and you say, what He did is too small. What of if He did not do anyone? Will you kill God? He has done something. And you say, ah, God, I'm praying for a male child. And you have given me a female child. Eh? Why did you do this? There are millions of people out there begging to have that same female child. You have gained admission. And you say, the course I'm offered is not the best. There are thousands of people out there that are saying, if only I can smell the breeze in the university. Just smell the breeze and let my name be on the matriculation list. And they say, my name is there also. Learn to be grateful to God. You are driving a car. I say, can I be driving this kind of car? My mates are already driving G-Wagon. Glory be to God. It's a good desire. It's a good wish. It's nice. But there are people older than you, younger than you, same age mate, who are trekking in the sun. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They say, I'm eating, there is no animal. I don't have any animal on this food. Either real animal or byproduct of animal or direct product of animal. There is nothing. Eh? Not even the byproduct of animal. Eh? Not even the skin. I don't even have the skin. Complaining. Well, there's somebody out there. Say, God, if I can just get one banana. Just one banana. Just one. Even if it is the peel, just give me. Let me just eat. Brethren, we must know how to thank God. If you have been in a situation where you don't have, you now have. Know how to thank God for that. Praise the Lord. Don't overlook the goodness of God. Don't overlook it. Because the Bible said every good gift and perfect gift is from above. James chapter 1 verse 17. Man cannot get anything except it is given to him of God. So brethren, thank God for that which you have. Don't take God for granted. Don't think it is because I'm smart. It is because I'm beautiful. It is because I'm intelligent. Glory be to God. You are smart. You are beautiful. You are handsome. You are intelligent. But there are people with first class out there, brother, sister, who are looking for a job. The day I got to know how to appreciate God for the little that God has done was the day that was opportune to interview one of the sons of one of the greatest people that has been in this Nigeria. I won't mention the name. This man was once the richest man in Nigeria, the richest man in Africa. I was opportune to interview one of his sons. And looking at him, I was wondering, this man looks like this person. This boy looks like. So I was forced to ask, where's your CV? And when he showed me, when I saw this, I said, are you related? He said, he just did like this. I said, what is it? It is my dad. You don't need anybody to tell you that that is the dad because of the resemblance. When I got to church, I went to meet Papa. I said, sir, Odupe Temi. You could never imagine that that can be possible. So the boy is doing well abroad now, doing very well. But that little experience humbled me and made me to know that except God gives to a man, man can have nothing. Except God gives to you, you can have nothing. You can have nothing. You can have nothing. Not who you are, not who you are connected to. Not man, but the God of all gods. Hallelujah. Number what now? Number three. Number one is what? Number two. And number three, always take advantage of the thanksgiving service to honor God. God wants you to honor Him. So take advantage. Always look up forward to a day like this. Take advantage. Thanksgiving service gives us great opportunity to constantly stay on the path of appreciation and gratitude. Maybe from the month, beginning of the last month till now, you have not dedicated any time to just say, today, all I just want to do is thank God. No request. Today is an opportunity for you to do that. Submit yourself and say, Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. It's an advantage. Take the advantage. Your presence in the house of God today with other believers will spur you into thanking God, into thanksgiving. And as you are spurred into thanksgiving, that is how God will usher you into another realm of great honor and great blessings in the name of Jesus. Know how to thank God. Maximize this opportunity. Maximize it. Maximize it. Maximize it. Maximize it. When it is time for us to thank God, brethren, don't let anybody do better than you. Do all your best to thank God. Take advantage. And number four, hallelujah. Number four, where I'm going to stop for today, is live every day in thanksgiving. Live every day in thanksgiving. Live every day with a culture of thanksgiving. Don't let a day pass by without showing gratitude to God. Don't let a day pass you by. Don't let a day pass you by without you. As your feet touches the ground every day, the first thing that should come out of your mouth is, Father, I thank you. Some people sleep in oxygen bed and they did not wake up. Some people have oxygen fixed permanently in their nosery and they didn't wake up. That you are able to see another day is because you know how to sleep or you are taking the best medication. Hallelujah. There's a popular musician that we all know. He planned to die at 150. And because of that, he deployed everything possible for him to live long. He never lived long. Hallelujah. After he died, they saw so many things that the guy did to preserve his own life. Oxygen bed, several doctors, several this, several that. And yet, he died. So when you wake up in the morning, the first thing to do is, Father, I thank you for the grace to see another day. Learn how to thank God. When God blesses you with anything, learn how to thank Him. Learn how to say, Father, I am grateful. I am grateful to God. Don't let a day pass you by without you showing gratitude to God. When you get back home from the work of the day and you want to go to bed, thank God for the day. Father, no matter how rough the day has been, it could be rough, it could be nice, it could be fine, no matter what. Father, I thank you that I'm able to see the end of today. Thank you, Lord, that I'm still here and I'm still fighting and I'm going to be victorious in the name of Jesus. I pray for someone here this morning. The garment of praise and thanksgiving shall be released unto you in the name of Jesus. Brethren, God loves our praises. He wants to enjoy our praises. You can't feed God and you can feed God. You can't feed God with spaghetti, noodles, or whatever. Pizza. The best pizza from Domino and the rest of them. If you like, go and order it from Italy. Huh? God does not eat such. Go to Holland and get the best milk from the best cow there. And prepare something nice. God does not take that. But there is something that God delights to take always. And that thing is always with you. Praises from your mouth. Your dances. Your elogizing Him. Your appreciation to Him. Telling Him how good He has been to you. How nice He has done. What He has done for you. Appreciating His faithfulness and His love towards you. And I tell you, this a sweet smelling sacrifice, savor to God, that God loves to eat. But I want you to know that if you have not given your life to Christ and you are praising Him, it's like bringing something that God does not like. God does not like the praises of a sinner, but He loves the sinner. God loves you if you know that you have not given your life to Christ. Your praises and your thanksgiving are not acceptable to Him. However, He loves you. He loves you. And He wants to have you as one of His, as one of His own. You are here this morning, all heads bowed, all eyes closed. You know in your heart of heart that you are far away from God. You know in your heart of heart that you are not in the right position with God. You are not in the right standing with God. And you want to redeem yourself back to God. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. You are here this morning. You want to do that. Can you just lift your hands up? Just lift your hands up. Brethren, your praises will become unacceptable to God when you don't know Him. Your praises is acceptable to Him when you are connected to Him. You are here this morning. You want to give your life to Christ. Please don't be shy about it. God is not shy of you. He's knocking at the door of your heart. If Jesus, you come now, you know in your heart of hearts that you are not going anywhere. If rapture should take place right now, you know in your heart of hearts that you are not going, because your ways is not right with God. And you want to make your way right with God this morning. God is knocking at the door of your heart. He's calling unto you. Can you signify by raising your hand? Thank you. Thank you. Thank God for that hand. Can you raise it up very well so that they can see you? Don't be shy about it. Don't be shy about it. I can see that sister right about in the middle raising her hand. Please let the counselor be there. Father, thank you. Can you raise your hands very well? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my sister. Thank you, my brother. Don't be shy about you. Don't be shy about it. God is knocking at the door of your heart. God is knocking at the door of your heart. Don't be shy about it. I was once like that also. I took that same step. I took it one day because I know that God loves me. He loves me. And I gave my life to Him. What a wonderful day. What a glorious day. A day that I will never forget. A day that my Savior redeemed me from my wretchedness and transformed me into the life of Christ. I thank God for that day. I'm thanking God for you this morning. You are still seated. You know in your heart of heart. You know in your heart of heart that you are not right with God. Please raise up your hands. God bless you. God bless you. As you do that, raise up your hand. Lift up your hands unto Him. If you are watching us on the internet, you want to give your life to Christ, or you are giving your life to Christ, can you just put your hands on your chest, and we'll be saying a short prayer. And after that, I want you to send us a message via the email that has been displayed on the screen. Or better still, you can send us an SMS or a WhatsApp via the number that has been displayed on the screen. I want you to know that God loves you. 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 If you are raising up your hand, please do so very well. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing that. I know there are still many here this morning who are not right with God. Your ways are not right with God. You want to give your life to Christ. Can you just lift that hand up? Can you lift that hand up? Don't be shy. No man is looking at you. Man is not looking at you. Even if they are looking at you, their look will do you nothing, because God is happy with you. God is happy with you. God is happy with you. God bless you, my sister. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you. Father, we worship you. I wanted to say after me this morning, say, Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for your love. Thank you because you love me. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life unto you today. I give my life to you, Lord. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Cleanse me from my evil ways. Cleanse me from my sins. Forgive me all my trespasses. Give me the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you. Thank you, Father Lord, for taking me as one of yours. I give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Thank God for you. I pray for you this morning that the Almighty God, whom you have accepted this morning as your Lord and Savior, will stay with you all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord will preserve you. The Lord will keep you blameless before Him till the end in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.